This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisai, Brucham Vam. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Mesachas Yivamos, Perek Mitzvahs Chalitza. We're learning all about shoes and feet and club feet and all kinds of other deformities and interesting shoes. And we've just learned about somebody who is a mitzvah. He has tzaras on his shoes. And now we got to burn the shoe. So the Gemara said that if you got to burn the shoe, so the shoe is considered like it's burnt, you can't use it for chalitza. Aye, but the halacha is it's metame. So why is it metame? So the Gemara said that even if a shoe is mukhlat, nevertheless it's metame. Because it says v'saraf es habeged, that even while you burn it, it's called a beged. Even though you have to burn it, it's a beged. I learn out from it for chalitza that even if you have to burn the shoe, it's a valid shoe. The Gemara says, nah, you can't learn out. It's from tuma. That's where the Gemara ended as of last week. Comes this week, Amar Rava Hilchasa Halach is echad sandah muskar, whether shoe that's a that has saras that you have to confine it. Vechad sandal shem mukhlat. Or a shoe that has definitive saras. Vechad sandal shem kechavim. Or a shoe of avodah zarah. Now what does it mean of avodah zarah? It means it was put on an avodah zarah. Rashi says, shenoyel moisai. Letzelem baraglav. They put the shoe on the avodah zarah. They were taking the avodah zarah from place to place. How you talking? Avodah zarah is going to go from what? From point A to point B. He's not wearing shoes, so you put it on avodah zarah. The halacha is loy tachlitz yishenatu chalitza v'yim cholza. And if it did chalitza, chalitzasa kshera. The chalitza is kosher. The chalitza is kosher. Now why? But we just said that if you're definitely going to burn it, it's not a good chalitza because it's considered like it's burnt. I learn out from Tuma. No, you can't learn out. It's from Tuma. Clearly, this Gemara is doing an about face and saying you could learn out. It's from Tuma. Rava is doing an about face. However, Shel Takroivis Avodas Kechavim, that if it was a shoe that was literally brought as Avodah Zarah, in other words, that you were makriv the animal for Avodah Zarah, or you gave it to the Avodah Zarah as a gift, and Takroivis Avodas Kechavim, Rashi says, you can never be Mevatel. Now, here's the thing. A Jew who owns Avodah Zarah cannot be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. However, a Goy that has Avodah Zarah, he could be Mevatel it. The only thing is, once it became takroivis avodah zarah, it cannot be brought. It cannot be become batal. So takroivis avodah kechavim. If the leather was brought as a matana for avodah zarah, then there's no way around it, and it's considered like the shear is already diminished. Now the question would be: so why buy tsaras? If a shoe has tsaras, why there do we say that it is a shoe, even though you have to destroy it? And by avodah zarah, we say that it's not a shoe. Apparently, when it comes to tsaras, we learn out tuma to iser. That if just like if it's a shoe that has tsaras, it's metame, so a shoe that has saras, you could use it for chalitza. But if you have to burn it, then it's considered burnt. Or a vishalir hanidachas, if it's a shoe of a city that the majority of the city served avodah zarah, and everything in the city you have to destroy be'esh, vishal zokin ha'asir lechvaydai. Or let's say a shoe was made for an old guy to wear at his showing at his funeral. You know, how's the old man going to look if he's shoeless at the levaya? You want him to be looking good at his levaya. We know anything that's designated for a mace is aser bahana. Loy tachloitz. So a shoe of an old man, you should not use for chalitza. V'mcholtza chalitza. So if you did it for, if you use it for chalitza, it's a pasul chalitza. Amar le Ravina Rav Ashi. Ravina says, Rav Ashi, Maishna zakein ha'asay lechvayde delav lehilucha avid. Why is it that a shoe made for an old man, which is not made for walking on, a shoe made for an old man, which is not made for walking on, it's made for a decorative, so it cannot be used for chalitza, to beidina nami lave lucha avid. So the shoe of the bezin is also not meant for walking on, it's only meant for a chalitza. It's basically decorative. Once in a while, people come to court, the woman needs to be free to marry Lashuk, so they put the shoe on the guy, but it's not like, he's not running the 40-yard dash in these shoes, he's not going dancing in the shoes, it's just decorative. So Gemara says, no, Amale, so Rav Ashi said, Ravina, ilu maski be shlucha de beidina, mi kapit ale dina? What does that mean? If, let's say, the shliach of the bezdin walked in it, would bezdin be makbid? In other words, who's to say it's not for walking? It's not like it's designated as a symbolic thing. It's a shoe. It's a shoe to wear. It's just, you know, it's not like anyone in the bezdin has anywhere to go, but it's a shoe to wear like any other shoe. There are those, because of that, there's a hakpada that the yavam should walk in the shoe a little bit. But it's a shoe for walking. It's just, they have nowhere to go. But as opposed to the shoe for the guy who's dead, that's not a shoe for walking. You wouldn't say it's a shoe for walking, it just has nowhere to go. It's a decorative item. Says the Mishnah, Chaltza b'layla. Let's say you did chalitza at night. Chalitza sekshar, it's a kosher chalitza. Rabbi Lazar push, Rabbi Lazar said, no, it ain't good. Can't do chalitza at night. The smile, a left shoe. Chalitza psula. It's a pasul chalitza. Rabbi Lazar machshir. Rabbi Lazar says it's good. Now, what's this machlokes based on? Whether you could do chalitza at night or not? Lema b'hakam iflagdi. Shall we say they argue about the following? Demar savar makshinin rivim linagaim. It says in the pasuk, it's one man the Amr holds, we compare Riv to Nega. It says, Kol Riv, V'chol Nega. A Riv is a monetary dispute. And there's a comparison between monetary disputes and negoim of tzaras. Now we know that just like tzaras can only be examined during the day, so mar savar makshin rivim l'negoim. The Tanakama, Rabbi Lezer says, we compare a riv, monetary cases, to nega. Just like nega is only during the day, monetary cases are only during the day. And therefore Rabbi Lezer says it's posel. Umar Sar in the Tanakam holds Lemakshin and Rivim Linagayim, that we don't compare Riv to Nega. So Gemara says, is really that the Machlaikis? I mean, isn't it clear that there is a hekesh between Riv and Nega? It says Ko Riv v'chol Nega. Why would we not compare it? Says Gemara, Loi, the Kuliyama Lemakshin Rivim Linagayim. Just the opposite. Really, everyone holds that they're not compared. Everyone holds that we don't compare Riv to Nega. Why? De'imak shinan. Because if we're going to compare monetary... Now, why is chalitza monetary? Because once a woman has chalitza, she could collect her ksuba. Once she has chalitza from the yavam, she could collect her ksuba from the baal. So it's really a monetary adjudication. So that's why perhaps we would compare Riv to Nega. Says Gemara Lo'ay. It's not so. The kuleyama loymakshin and rivim linagam. Everyone holds we do not compare riv to nega. Why di makshin? If you're going to compare chalitza as a monetary case to nega, afilu gemar din belayla namiloy, then you shouldn't be able to do a gemar din during the night either. If you're going to start comparing monetary law to nega, We know the halacha is by monetary law. You're not allowed to start the monetary case during the day, during the night, but you could finish it at night. And if you're going to compare monetary law to nega, you should not be able to do anything of a monetary case at night. If it's really compared to nega, then all aspects of the monetary case should be done during the day. So really, nobody holds we compare din to nega. V'hacha b'hakamifli, here's the machloikis. Mar savar chalitza ke tchilas din. Really, it has nothing to do with comparing din to nega. Din is not like nega. Revoice is not like nega. And there's some separate reason why you could start monetary cases only during the day, but you could finish them at night. The question is, what is chalitza? Is chalitza like the end of the case, or is chalitza like the beginning of a case? If it's like the beginning of the case, you got to do it during the day. If it's like the end of the case, you could do it at night. So mar savar chalitza kas chalas. In one man d'amar holds, chalitza is like the beginning of a case. Damya umar savar chalitza kegmar din damya. And the other opinion holds, chalitza is like the end of the case. Now, why would it be like the beginning or the end? Rashi says that we learn out in Masechet Sanhedrin that tchilas din is biyam. Rashi says that because now that we're not comparing dinim to nega, so then why does any aspect of monetary law have to be done during the day? The answer is because we learn it out from a separate source. It's learned out from a different source. Now, why would chalitza be like the beginning of a case? Why would it be like the end of a case? What aspect of chalitza is like the beginning, and what aspect of chalitza is like the end? In other words, simply put, right? If I were to ask you, once you do chalitza, the woman could collect her debt. So if the woman could collect her debt, so then l'chayra, it's like the end of the case. I mean, she could collect. Why would anybody say it's like the beginning of a monetary case? I mean, chalitza really is the, would allow her to collect. Anybody have an idea? In other words, why would anybody argue and say that chalitza would be like the beginning of the case? Unless once the chalitza is done, now we could sort of look into, in other words, that's a prerequisite to even open up the issue about whether she's entitled to collect her ksuba. Yes, it's sort of the last ma'akev, but it doesn't mean she could collect on the spot. Now we're going to begin to look into whether she's eligible to collect her ksuba. Maybe there might be other things she may have done wrong that would make her ineligible to collect her ksuba. Okay. Let us proceed. Rabba Barchia Ketusfa. Rabba Barchia Ketusfa. Avad Uvda B'maik. He presided over Chalitza with a felt shoe. Uvi Yechidi, he did it on his own, without any other judge. And Uvalayla, he did it at night. So he did three controversial things. Not bad for a rabbi. But he did three controversial things. Number one, he didn't use a leather shoe, Rashi points out. Number two, he did it on his own. And number three, he did the case at night. Amar Shmuel said, wow, look at this guy. Kama Rav Guvre, look how powerful he is. The Ovid Ki Yechida, that he followed the opinion of one Tana, who nobody else agrees with. Now, this was not a compliment. Rashi says, Beloshin Ganai Amra, he said this disparagingly. Look at this guy. He basically follows one Tana, who we don't go like. So Gemara says, my Kasha, what was problematic with what he did? E Mike. If it's the fact that he used a felt shoe, stoma, Tanya, that was taught stam. We learned in a brisa earlier, kavbezam and bez, that moik is a good shoe for chalitza. So it's not like he's following one individual tana. We have a stam brisa like that. That means that's a normative view regarding chalitza. Ilaila. if it's the fact that he did it at night. Stama Tanya. Our Mishnah says Chotza Belayla. It's kosher, and that which Tana says that it was learned Stam. It was learned unattributed. That means that's a normative view. Elamai, Elo Yechidi Kakash. The question is, how can he adjudicate on his own? Hechi Avid Biyechidi. How could he adjudicate on his own? Why? Because doing it on your own was only taught by one Tana. The Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, Chotza Bishnam, if you did Chalitz in front of two Abishloisha, Vinimsa Echamehem Karev, if one of the Dayanim was a relative, I Pasol, Chalitza Sapsula, the Chalitza is Pasol. So normative view is you need three valid Dayanim, and we have a few individual Tanam who say you don't. Reb Shimon, Reb Yochanan, Sandler, Machshir, Reb Shimon and Reb Yochanan, Sandler, they are machsher. Umaisa be'echad, and there's a story about a guy, shechalatz, beina lebeina, he did chalitz on his own, be'beis ha'asurim, umaisa ba'al, if Rabbi Akiva ve'echsher, the story came from Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva was machsher. So we see that it's a individual Tana's view that you could do chalitz on your own. But it's not normative view, so that must have been the problem. Now, v'amar Rabbi Yosef bar Menyumi, amar Rabbi Nachman, in halacha koisei azug. The halacha is not like that partnership of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, who say you don't need a bezdin for chalitza. So that's what Shmuel meant. Well, look at this guy. He's acting in accordance with one Tana regarding what issue? Regarding the issue of doing chalitz in front of one judge. Says the Gemar V'yiboy Seima, or if you want, you could say, Kulu nam yichida ketanila. Actually, everything Rabbi Archia of Kosva did was taught only by one Tana. Why? The Tani we learned in a Braisa. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi, Ani ro'isi es Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, I saw Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, he was chalatz, the moik, he used a felt shoe, biyachidi, he did it on his own, uvalayla, and he did it at night. So that means everything Rabbi Barchia did was in accordance with only one Tana, namely Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. The question is, what do you mean? But our Mishnah taught Stama that chalitz is good at night, and there's a Braisa that said Stama that chalitz with Mike is good. So what does it mean? It's going like one Tana. We already learned regarding two of these halachas that they were taught stama. Okay, we have to look into that further. Now we're talking about a left shoe. We're learning in Mishnah Brura, right? What shoe do you tie first? You put on your right shoe, you put on your left shoe, you tie your left shoe, then you tie your right shoe. What about a lefty? A lefty ties his right shoe first. What about a woman? A woman ties her right shoe first. You know? Very interesting halacha. Women are they're discriminated against when it comes to tying shoes because they don't put on tefillin. What about a woman who puts on tefillin? Let's say a woman says, "I'm not going to follow the shul." Does she tie her shoes differently? It's a big shaila, right? But anyway, Vayter in the Mishnah. The Mishnah brought a machlokes regarding the left shoe for chalitza. Tanakhama says chalitza psula. Rav Elazar says it's kosher. The small chalitza sa. Psula. My time in the Rabbanon. Why do the Rabbanon say that the chalitz is pasul? Amar ulo yafinon regel regel mi mitzayra. We learn out, it says regel by chalitza. It says regel by mitzayra. Ma lahalon diyamin. Just like by mitzayra, it's the right foot. Afkan diyamin, by chalitza has to be the right foot. And that's why the Tanakam, the Rabbanon, say bismal chalitza psula. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar lo yalef regel regel. He doesn't make that limit of chalitza from mitzayra. I v'atanya, but we know Rabbi Lezer does learn out from mitzayra regarding the right ear. Rabbi Lezer, I remember nine liritzia shiba oizen haymanis. How do you know you drill a hole in the right ear? Nemar kan oizen. It says by The Eved Ivri Oizen, Menem Alon Oizen, says by himself Oizen, Ma'al Alon Yemin, Av Kan Yemin. So apparently, if you're going to darshan Oizen Oizen from Metzaira, then the Gemara feels you should darshan Rego Rego from Metzaira. I mean, do we learn out right organs from the Metzaira? Do we not learn out right organs from the Metzaira? Rav Elazar apparently holds we're going to learn out the Eved Ivri uses the right ear from the Metzaira, so we should learn out from the Metzaira that Chalitza should be with the right foot. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan Mukhlefes Hashita. Oh, for this reason we've got to flip it around. It's Rabbi Elazar who says, Bismail Chalitza Psula, because Rabbi Elazar learns out from Metzaira. And it's the Rabbanon who say, it's kosher. Rava Amar Rava says, loy tepach. You don't have to flip around the shitas. Oizen, oizen, mufni, rego, rego, loy mufni. Ear, ear, it's extra. Rashi says, ear, ear is extra. Mishnei atzadim. By Mitzoyra, it's extra. By the Eved Ivri, it's extra. Because the pasuk by Mitzoyra is by a Mitzoyra ani. And it's completely extra because we already learned ear by a Mitzoyra is not an ani. And by Eved Ivri already said oizen. So both of them are extra, so therefore we learn it out. Regel, regel, loy mufni. Regel, regel is not extra on both sides. It's only extra on one side. By Mitzoyra it's extra, but by Chalitza it's not. And Rebbe Lezer holds that since it's not extra, if there's a pircha, you'll ask a pircha. Says Gemara, v'chiloi mufni my percha ika. If it's not extra, so the Rebbe Lezer holds we're going to darshan oizen oizen, but we're not going to darshan rego rego, because you could ask a percha. So the Gemara says, v'chiloi mufni my percha ika. Okay, there's no, it's not extra. Meaning Rabbi Lezer holds, Rabbi Lezer is machsher. That means Rabbi Lezer holds that it's good enough, it's good even if you don't use the left shoe. Why? Because we don't learn it out. Why don't we learn it out? Because there must be a pircha. So the Rabbanon apparently don't ask the pircha. Says Gemara, v'chiloi mufni my percha ika. What percha is there? Then Rabbi Lezer, we're not going to learn it out. Says Gemara, ika l'mifrach ma'le mitzayra shekein ton eitz erez ve'ezav v'shni soilahas. You can't learn out from mitzayra that if by mitzayra you need to use the right foot, then by chalitza you should have to use the right foot. Because by mitzayra there are all kinds of requirements by mitzayra. You got to use the cedar wood and the hyssop and the scarlet thread. And because there are other requirements, therefore, maybe you also required to use the right foot. But by Chalitza, we don't have these other requirements. Now, what do the Rabbanon say? The Rabbanon say, well, those other requirements have nothing to do with Chalitza. Why would you need to use those things by Chalitza? So that's not a valid percha. Let's start the Mishnah. One more minute. Chaltza v'rakaka. Let's say she removed his shoe and she spit. Avaloi kara, she didn't read the psukim. It's not ma'akiv. Chalitza sukshera. Kara v'rakaka, she read the psukim, she spit. Avaloi chaltza, she didn't remove the shoe. Chalitza subsula, it's a pasa chalitza. The ikar is removing the shoe. Chaltza, if she removed the shoe, v'kara, and she read. Avaloi rakaka, she didn't spit. Reb Lezer amr chalitza subsula, Reb Lezer is not good. If you don't spit, it doesn't work. Reb Akiva amr chalitza sukshera. Reb Akiva says it is a good chalitza. Okay, we'll review that part of the Mishnah Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Thanks everyone for joining. And have a wonderful night. Thank you so much, everyone. Kol Tov.
Isis on E. Mike, you know, says it's our missions would only be to the other. And
so it's not a stoma?
Or it's only be the other, it's only after the fact. And Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha was even Lechatchila. Even Lechatchila, he held that you could do it at night.
And therefore he's not supported by a stam Mishnah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay. Kol tov, everyone. Have a good night.
Good night,
Rabbi Michael. Good night, Dr. Phil. Good night, Rabbi Isaac.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.